What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Don, we have more government payments. I have several clients jokingly saying they're going to need to put a new mailbox by the side of the road. CFAP 2.0 coming out. As soybeans, corn, and wheat hit multi-year highs here, especially in soybeans, and it's just absolutely incredible to see the grain markets, in some cases, exploding higher, and the release of more government payments as election 2020 is 40 days away.
Certainly a lot of news happening. That volatility, does that play into the marketplace?
Volatility could be your friend. It could be your enemy, depending on how you use it. Volatility higher across the board today as an overall risk-off market is kicking in. Late news Friday after the markets closed that Ruth Ginsburg passed away, the Supreme Court Justice who held that seat for over 27 years. That is going to provide a heck of a decoy as we come into election 2020 and we really have lost track of what's important and we need to get back talking about the economy, creating jobs, and keeping people healthy.
What's not hot in this market?
News overseas that possibly a little cookbooks and money laundering in banks overseas selling some European banks down as much as 8% today. Stocks, hot stocks. Remember a week ago or 2 weeks ago when all my clients were telling me how great they were for owning Amazon and Apple. I haven't heard from them lately as those stocks are over 20% off their all-time highs.
Of course, we've seen that run-up in soybeans, a little red on the screen this morning. Is there some fear of missing out?
FOMO, another acronym, fear of missing out. True panic set in the farm community last week as they said, what did I do? I sold my beans 50 cents ago at what I thought was a great level. Remember, Don, high prices encourage higher acres planted across the world. High prices encourage lower demand.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.